KBGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, topping the news today on this Monday, the 8th day of February for 2021. On Thursday, the Friends of Greater Ione and the Foothill Conservancy filed a lawsuit against the County of Amador in Amador Superior Court. The suit challenges the Amador County Board of Supervisors' December 15th decision to rezone 1.8 square miles of land outside Ione. Now, this would be for manufacturing use. The suit claims in making its decision, the Board of Supervisors rejected the Amador Planning Commission's recommendation to deny the rezone and the many objections from Amador County residents. It also ignored significant new information about groundwater availability in the Consumnes River subbasin where the project is located. Now, the suit states in rezoning the property, the county did not include any conditions to protect the human and natural environment. The suing parties also say, as the Amador County Planning Commission concluded in its opposition to and recommended denial of the rezone, the county should require a specific plan or a master plan when it rezones that 1.8 square mile area from residential agriculture to manufacturing use. The litigation will be heard in Amador Superior Court.
And work scheduled to begin today on a curb ramp project in Jackson that'll stretch into the summer. A $3.16 million project will improve safety and mobility for pedestrians at various locations near the intersections of 49 and 88 through the city of Jackson. The project includes the installation and upgrade of curb ramps, driveways, and sidewalks for accessibility compliance with the American with Disabilities Act. Work also will be conducted at the South Fork Jackson Creek Bridge, Jackson Creek Bridge, and North Fork Jackson Creek Bridge. The work scheduled to run weeknights 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. with one-way traffic control lane closures. Flaggers will assist motorists, and changeable message signs will alert motorists of potential 15-minute delays. Alternate routes are encouraged. Schedules are subject to change due to traffic incidents, weather, availability of equipment and or materials, and construction-related issues.
And more than 6,000 customers were impacted by two power outages, both on the same day and same time in Calaveras County on Saturday afternoon. According to PG&E, the outage began just after 1 and covered an area from Copperopolis to Sheep Ranch and ran along the Highway 4 corridor. Those impacted in the Copperopolis and Angels Camp outage included 4,169 customers, and those in the Sheep Ranch Murphy's area totaled 1,973. Power was restored about 3 hours later, around 3:30, to all the areas affected. PG&E reported the preliminary cause of the outage was the weather.
And Governor Newsom's office on Saturday issued revised guidelines for indoor church services after the Supreme Court lifted the state's ban on indoor worship during the coronavirus pandemic, but left in place restrictions on singing and chanting. In the most significant legal victory against California's COVID-19 health orders, the High Court issued rulings late Friday in two cases where churches argued the restrictions violated their religious liberty. The justices said for now, California cannot continue with a ban on indoor church service, but it can limit attendance to 25% of a building's capacity and restrict singing and chanting inside. A poll conducted shortly after the announcement shows not all places of worship plan to reopen right away. With few exceptions, California's COVID-19 restrictions have been largely upheld, but a number of lawsuits, such as one seeking to allow outdoor dining, still in the courts.
And the East Bay Municipal Utility District will close Party Dam Road for maintenance today and tomorrow. The closure will stretch from the South Gate at Campo Seco Road in Calaveras County to the North Gate at Stony Creek Road in Amador County. The closure will run both days from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
And the Amador County Fair Foundation Love Affair Ball live virtual auction fundraiser set for this Thursday. Join the Fair Foundation for a fun hour of live auction and entertainment starting at 7 in the evening. The Love Affair Ball's popular silent auction now online with experiences, art and decor, food and wine, jewelry and more. For more details and a link to the Silent and Live virtual auction, visit the Fair Foundation Facebook page or the Amador County Fair website. Live auction items will be online for preview today. Proceeds from the Amador County Fair Foundation Love Affair virtual auction will go to repair the facade of Pokerville Hall, a centerpiece of the fairgrounds midway and site of community events all year long. As usual, you'll find something special for your Valentine in the auction, and items will be available for pickup before Valentine's Day. Again, for details and links to the virtual auction, visit the Amador Fair Foundation Facebook page or the Amador Fair website.
And today's the day you can roll up your sleeve and give the gift of life. 12:30 to 5:30, Ione Community Blood Drive, Evelyn Bishop Hall, sponsored by Christie Roots Insurance. Please bring a photo ID. Eat and drink plenty of water prior to donating. All donors must wear a mask or face covering, and Vitalant will be testing blood donations for COVID-19 antibodies. If you want any information, give Christie's office a call at 274-4543 later this morning. That's 274-4543, and they need blood donations. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, that's kvgcradio.com. Our local news brought to us today as a service of Volcano Communications and Howard's Body Shop.